Matthew 28 is our text. We have wisdom, we have revelation this morning in the name of the Son of God. Matthew 28. Hallelujah. We're going to take much time before the close of the year to really pray. Are we together? Been having that notion consistently reoccurring to sow seeds of prayer. So we sow seeds of prayer into a coming season. In Matthew 28, in verse 18, and Jesus came to speak unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations. He says, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. Always, he says, I commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, rather, unto the end of the world. Amen. Matthew 18 and Matthew 19 add instructions on relationships. In Matthew 18:15, he says, if your brother shall trespass against you, go and tell him his fault. It is between you and him alone. If he shall hear you, that has gained your brother. But if he will not hear you, he says, take with you one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. And if he shall neglect to hear them, tell it to the church. But if he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee as an heathen, a publican. Then he says, if two of you, verse 19, he says, verily I say unto you, whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, or whatsoever ye shall bind on you lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. Praise God. So we have that instruction to restore and to build relationships. And in chapter 19, again, it says, have you not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female? That was a response to the question, is it lawful to put a man, for a man to put away his wife, rather, for every cause? It says, verse 5, and said, for this cause shall the man father and mother, and shall cleave to his wife, and the twin shall be one. Wherefore, they are no more twin, but one flesh. What therefore God hath joined together, is let no man put. Let's see unto you, why then Moses, then command to give a writing of divorcement, he says, and to put her away, said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you to put away your wives, but in the beginning it was not so. Alright. It was not so. Okay. So we have the image of God correcting relationships. Hallelujah. Genesis 1, Genesis 2, and definitely Genesis 3 also. So we have the image of God correcting relationships. In Genesis 1, verse 27, it says, male and female created he them. Hallelujah. The image of God. Of course, in male and female. Or the image of God will be expressed, male and female. And that also kind of shows you that, our responsibilities in the plan of God, as it were, might differ, but it is the same plan. The plan is to function as God's image. Definitely, we have also seen that the concept of God's image is a collective terminology. It's a collective term. So it is not an individualistic term. It's a collective term. Are we together? When God says, let us make man in our image, it's a collective term. Humanity functioning You know, there's this question, is man functioning in God's image or as God's image? Are we together? Well, if you use the word as describes a functionality. All right. So you might use the word as, but it's actually, you know, good both ways. It's both. They are both the same. Are we together? So function in the image of God, or to function as the image of God, is one and the same. So, but you could use as, you know, for grammar sake, because as, you know, tends to explain a function. So man functions, you know, as God's image, or in God's image, humanity. So we say the collective responsibility. That means our roles in that image, our role in that collective plan, you know, might differ. Are we together? But it is the same plan. It is the same plan. You know, the role, and I'm talking about the gender. The role of the genders, you know, might differ, you know, but it is the same plan to function in the image of God. Hallelujah. So that collective, that collective understanding, that it's collective, has to always be on our minds. And don't forget, we said that Jesus is described as the image of God, and the man in him is in the image of God. We saw that on Sunday. He is the image of God. We had said that he corrects relationships, therefore, in him, all relationships, father, mother relationships, are corrected in Christ. Master-slave relationships, you know, today we can call boss or employer-employee relationships, are corrected in Christ. What other relationships? Marital relationships are corrected in Christ. Are we together? What other relationships? Business relationships, siblings, family relationships are corrected in that image. So the image of God puts correction and orderliness, you know, to human interactions. We have said that understanding of the image of God, it's not just enough to understand that I have to function in God's image, but what does it mean to actually function in God's image? Amen. And we'll get into that. I mean, we're going straight into that. So what does it mean to function in God's image? You know, we must also understand that. But that is the standpoint from which human relationships are properly handled. I said it, I'll say it again, that I stand a chance to abuse relationships. I stand the chance to have a dysfunctional relationship when my understanding of, you know, God's image is not clear, or when the purpose of relationships are not clear. That means God designed relationships to further his plans. God designed relationships to further his plans. Hallelujah. God designed relationships. So when we have marital relationships, God is going to further his plans using the marital what? Using the marital what? Relationships. Are we together? Are we together? When we have business relationships, is it God wanting to further his plans? Is it God wanting to further his plans? Yes. So you now see what happens. What happens when I get greedy and offended? Or look at it, you know, two sides. So one side got greedy, right? Then the other side got what? Offended. That is how will you make such profit? Or how will you handle resource that way? Or how will you do this? Or how will you do that? So one side gets greedy, then the other side gets offended, and then the relationship goes down the drain. But when there are relationships, finances, business, it is to further God's plan. Can believers know that business relationships is actually to further God's plan? To further God's plan. So, we require element of patience also. Yeah. We need to require element of patience. It requires an element of patience in business relationships. Patience. Marital relationships is to further God's plan. So will it require patience? So look at this. Two people like each other, spoken to each other, who want to get married. Would they need to demonstrate much patience? With each other? Yes. Did you see that? Patience with each other. Patience. You know, what other relationship? Family, right? Who are the relationships in the family? Jesus said, a man live what? Father and what? Mother. So, in the family, you have father or what? Mother or what? Both, right? Or sibling also, thank you. So, you have father, mother. So, that means sibling, in fact, the family setting. The family setting itself. Some say, I am the only child. The family setting. The father, the mother, the child, or the father and the child, right? Right? Or the mother and the child. Amen? I was trying to fill a form some days ago. And someone said, marital status. And they list like six. I was like, how? Just put married or what? Single? They put six. They put divorced, widowed, widower. What else? Single parent. I just pick the one that pertains to the Son of God. Are we together? Praise God. But you see all that, right? So in whatever state it is, that paternal relationship. Are we together? You say paternal matana. That paternal matana relationship is actually to further what? God's plans. So it requires all the virtues that we have been discussing. That's why, personally, in your life, you have to be a patient person. Is it clear? People don't learn patience in marriage. No. No. Marriage don't teach you patience. Marriage is a place to demonstrate the patience you've been learning. If you have not been learning it, you will suffer it. Are we together? I didn't say you can't learn patience after you have gotten married. I didn't say that. I'm saying looking to marriage. You see, two people can get married and they are still learning. Is it clear? But you see, you are not learning it from the marriage. Did you get it? That's what I'm saying. You are not learning it from the marriage. The marriage is not the site to learn it. So you can be married. So don't get what I'm saying. That the moment we are married. No. You can be, in fact, you can have somebody who has not learned to be patient in his life and then eventually get married. And the person now has to learn patience. But look at it. Learning patience, marriage or marital relationships is the place to demonstrate it. So there's where you are learning it from. Are we together? There is where you are learning the knowledge, the virtue. And the best time is actually before you get married. The same thing, business is before you get into associations with people. Are we together? You learn. So that's why I usually say, I say this sometimes to our workers in church. I say, while you're waiting to get married, or you're waiting for someone to come around that you can say hi to, or that can say hi to you. You know, it goes both ways, right? 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 Sometimes you say hi, sometimes you have said what? I say, thank you. I like a brother, I guess. Praise God. So I usually say that, look at it, that, you know, some people call it waiting, right? Some say waiting. Well, some people say searching. Say, I'm searching. Right? Right? Hey, you are not saying anything. So they are searching. Some say single and not searching. Watch out for those people. Watch out for them. What they are saying is that I am not loudly searching. But the Google whatever is and it's completely fine. Are we together? It's completely fine. So, but what people call waiting or searching, that period actually ought to be building. In other words, what are you adding to yourself that makes, look at this, just look at this. What are you adding to yourself that makes the other person's life better? And the reason why the other person's life is better is because he chose you. Did you get it? So, what is the usefulness? Is that brother already sleeping? Is that brother? Hey, have vigil. Did you have vigil? Praise God. So what are you investing? Did you get it? So rather than say waiting, what am I adding to myself that when someone comes around, I now become a life changing blessing to the person? Did you get it? That's it. So what's happening in your life? What are you doing? What investment are you putting into yourself? You know, they'll say, what do you bring to the table, Abby? They'll say, what do you bring to the table? I bring trouble. Don't bring trouble. Are we together? Say, what do you bring to the table? Gen Z. I say, tell me, what are you bringing to the table? I bring knife, fork, and spoon. So you provide the fish. Are we together? Well, that question is valid. So what is happening with you that, look at it, what's happening with you that if the person were to be with someone else, that person will be missing? What's happening? What are you doing with you that makes you a great blessing to that fellow? Did you see that? Yeah. So that also applies to relationships. So it is to further God's plan. So for you know, a Christian brother or sister, it could just be the time to deepen your devotion to the Lord. You know, more or less like when marriage happens, that's for those who are not married, yeah. You know, when marriage now happens, it is such that because the fellow, are you listening to me? God married to you, the leading of the Spirit can never be difficult to be found on issues. That you are someone that when it comes to leading, you are somebody that when it comes to leading, the leading of the Spirit, I'm exhausting my thoughts so we can get into the core part of this conversation, which is the conclusive part. Protecting, safeguarding, like putting something on guard. That's what I talk about. So, I just exhort all the. Yeah. Are we together? So leading, when it comes to leading, the leading of the Spirit, I've married leading of the Spirit. That is, when it comes to leading of the Spirit, this person, you know, thank God. Prayer. Getting things done through prayer. Are we together? Getting things done through prayer. I've seen people who pray, and then got married, and then became so prayerful. That's definitely because two prayerful people. You know, that kind of lays a foundation for God's home. Look at someone like Joseph and Mary. That's a godly home. Are we together? Are we together? And God is quite selective also about the relationships He uses. Look at that kind of relationship that God used. Look at the, what's her name now? Elizabeth, right? Elizabeth was also there in the same caucus. Look at a woman like Elizabeth. Now look at her husband too, right? Right? Does it not? Now notice that it wasn't the birth of Jesus that brought those people together. They already existed, right? Uh-huh. So look at how God searches for communities to use. He searches for communities to use. So keep your environment clean. Is that clear? Do you get it? Keep your environment what? Tight, clean. So look at how God, He just, Mary is there, then her husband, are we together? And then look at the lineage also, the grandparents. You see that in Matthew 1, you look at the grandparents, okay? Then you look around them, then you see, what's his name? Zachariah. Then look at the kind of wife he also had. And Jesus' parents and John the Baptist's parents were already close. They were already family. They were family. So it shows you God looks for networks of, you know, healthy networks to work with. He looks for networks. Look at Moses. Did you get it? You look at Moses. When Moses was going to come around, look at the family where he chose. Look at the family he chose for Moses. Are we together? So you see Manoah, you see his wife, and then God brings forth a child. Then look at the elder sister. Look at the way she handled the whole scenario around the boy. Follows the boy. Then tells that one, let me call a nanny. Not telling the fellow, I'm calling the mother. You see wisdom? Then you see Aaron. So again, you see, God works with a network of healthy and godly relationships. So you've got to be careful. You've got to be careful you get married too. So if God's not going to say don't marry so and so person, okay? God's not going to say that. Don't marry so and so person. You know, God's not going to say no. Now, does God lead us on the subject of, you know, who to marry? Yes, God leads us. Are we together? God doesn't dictate, He leads us. You know, so God's not likely going to say don't marry this fellow. You know, He expects you to have some common sense in His word to know. But the kind of choices you make will now affect whether He will, you know, go ahead with certain things. Are we together? And look at this. It's not difficult. If you have I remember some years ago, when we go home, you know, to my village, there's this dish that we used to eat many, many years ago. I think I was probably 6 or 7 then. But I recall that anytime Dad takes us to the village, there's this dish that we take that I think after some 4 or 5 years later, or I think maybe more than that, I just, I grew up, so I became conscious of that experience. I just remember that experience. I remember and I asked my mom, now that seed, the seed is almost as big as it looked like beans. It's not beans though. But, and I think it was even later, I discovered that it was more of the way it is prepared that made me to like it than. So I remember I warmed up to, was it like my dad or mom then? And I said, hey, that I want, now I used to farm. I had a farm behind the house. I would cultivate the farm, almost a plot, or more than a plot. I cultivated myself. So I remember that I said, I would like to now plant that particular seed. So I didn't spoke to either dad or mom then. So I spoke to someone in the village who now said the person was coming. The bottom line, the person came, the person didn't come with it. This was very disappointing. The person didn't come with it. Now look at what happened. In the foodstuff or the stuff, right, like is it wheat or something that the person came with, there was now one or two seeds of that thing inside. Now it was so precious to me, I remember vividly. So I took those seeds. I now went to the backyard. Now, it didn't grow, okay? It didn't grow. The whole thing failed. Okay, let me just tell you where I was going. The whole thing actually failed, you know. But I wanted to draw something out of there. So I took the seed. I remember going to the backyard and looking for the best portion of the soil that I think there was behind. I used to have vegetables. I used to have cassava. I used to do a lot of things behind. Even many of my, bananas, they are still there. They are still there. All right. Now, bananas are the way of growing. You have suckers. When you plant one, you just shoo, and then before you know it, yeah. All right. So, I went there. I remember I got I said, because, now, the reason why I was so particular about where to put the seed is because I knew I had just one or two grains of the seed. And there was no way I could get more. Now, look at this. God's plan is like that. If he knows what seed he wants to plant, he knows how vital the seed is. God is not going to search for a careless, he's not going to do a careless search. He's going to search for a good soil. Are we together? That's what I wanted to say. I now remembered what I did. That's why I gave you that story. So that was what I did. And God is like that. Let me just say that. God is like that. So, he already knows the kind of seed he wants to grow. He will not be careless. He will not be careless. Are we together? About the soil where he plants the seed. And that's to show you concerning families. So God, many times, God is particular. God is particular about the kind of atmosphere where he puts his work. Seeds, soils. So, yeah, in relationships, especially marital, like I said, in marital relationships, the soil is key. Is it clear? Is it clear? The soil is what? Is key. The soil can ruin the seed. The soil can what? Affect the seed. What is the soil? The people. The people. Now, how do I ensure there is a good soil? Make sure you are one. Are we together? There is no greater way to ruin the soil plan than being careless, your own self. There is no greater way. There is no greater way than to ruin the soil plan than you not making yourself what? The proper soil. Is it clear? Is it clear? So that means you must desire to be very spiritual. Do you get it? You more desire to be very wise. You have to. You more desire to be very spiritual. You more desire to be very spiritual. Say, Tunu, can you hear me? Yeah. You more desire to be very spiritual. Savivo, can you hear me? Yeah. Bomelody, are you with me? Yeah. You more desire to be very spiritual. My spirituality is not just about me. It's because there are many things that will not be possible if I don't. Many things that will not be possible if I don't. I will. Are we together? So, in relationships, let's bear that consciousness that relationships are built. Relationships primarily are meant to further God's plans. Whenever God wants to do something, He brings people together. Is it clear? All right. So, and I told you a while ago, I said that the challenge of many Christians is an individualistic view of Christianity. I said, no, don't have an individualistic view of Christianity. Don't. Christianity is practiced in its community. It's a community-based faith. Is it clear? That's why the stronger the Christian faith community, the greater the gatherings and the fellowships. Right? You keep on saying, one of the signs of the move of the Spirit in a place is more meetings. More gatherings. Yes. That's why churches can never stop. In fact, in the most persecuted places, you still see, people. That's the move of the Spirit. You see, a church is having convention, and then what's wrong with all of these churches? Why are they block all the roads? Sorry. It's the move of the Spirit. It's the move of the Spirit. It's the move of the Spirit. So don't have an individualistic view. Do you write it that way? I don't have individualistic view of Christianity. Don't. Jesus came to save people. Amen? We already said He addresses you and I in a company. That's why, if you go into the epistles, I've said it severally, and you look at the word "you" in the epistle, you will discover He's not talking about you. If you search the word "you" in the epistles, you will discover He's not talking about what? You. He's talking about a people. Christ in you. The hope of glory. It's not Christ in me. It's Christ in you. The you there is a people. I love the translation that says Christ amongst you. Yeah. I corrected it. Christ amongst you, the hope of glory. So the you there is referring to a people. A people. Are we together? But you shall receive power. Is that a person or a people? A people. You shall receive power. Refers to a people. Ye shall be witnesses of me. A person or a people. Are we together? So it shows you that reaching the world is a collective function. And that's why if you understand that reaching the world is a collective function, as a church and ministry, you will never be pitched against another church. It's a collective. No one church can reach the world. Do your own, let others do their own. Do you get it? But do your own well. No one church can reach the world. So there's no need maligning. In Acts 2, by the time he got up to address that company, in verse 14, ye men of Israel, children of the stock of Israel, you refers to a people. So that's the same way the epistles are read. Are we together? Luke 24, tarry ye in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. It's not referring to individual, it's a people. In fact, the apostles understood perfectly what Jesus was saying, that they knew that they could not receive that thing Jesus was talking about if they were alone. They knew. Whatever Jesus was talking about in Luke 24 was going to be received collectively. Collectively. So when they left, when they tied the of Jerusalem, by the time Jesus left them, they now went together to go and stay in Jerusalem. Solomon's porch. So if you are reading the epistles, you read Romans 1, 9, 10, 11, 15, Romans 6, 17, you refers to a people. Are we together? So the moment you are reading the epistles and you are reading to the church in, because that's how the letters opened, to the church in, to the saints at, you read to the saints at, then later on in the same text you now see you. That is not referring to one person. The book started with to the church at. So the you refers to a people. The epistles, all the letters were written to people. It shows you how God works. He works through relationships, and his plans and purposes are well preserved in the midst of supernatural words, relationships. Are we together? That shows you that, look at this. That shows you that God, don't forget that the Eden is expected to grow, right? Right? Now, Eden is supernatural, isn't it? Answer me. Eden will mirror supernatural plan, right? Supernatural family. So, we say God wants that to grow. That means, look at me everybody, look at this. That means that now there are two kinds of relationships. You have natural relationships, right? You also have what? Supernatural relationships. That shows you that God wants all natural relationships to flow into what? Supernatural relationships. Do you get it? Now, are all relationships supernatural relationships to you? No. Should you acknowledge that in how you handle relationships? In fact, do you have relationships that talk with all men? No. Should that be seen in how you handle interaction with people? Should that be seen in how you handle interaction with people? Was that what we saw on Thursday? That you can't be in relationship with what? Complete it. Complete it though. At the same time, that's the complete whatever. Pastor, we can't be relationship. No, you I will never lead you. No. You can't be in relationship with everybody at the same time. So allow things to what? Grow. Things growing means new relationships are what? Coming on board. The ones you have are what? Strengthening. Are we together? That's it. We said a lot on Thursday
Like I said, don't miss services. Don't miss services. Oh, all right. So, we understand now that, look at this, we already don't have relationships with everybody at the same time. And that has to be seen in our interactions. Right? That means the fact that not all our relationships are supernatural must also be seen in our interactions. But look at where God is going, which is where you, the spiritual man, must be minded. God is leading your relationships to become what? That means if I handle every relationship well and things go as they should, that means, don't forget, a major condition is that the other person also wants to function toward me in the what? In the image of God. Now, what did you do on Thursday? I said, if I want to function in the image of God towards someone, but the person does not want to function in God's image towards me, what happens? Hey, I didn't say, yes, I said that, but I want to hear something else. See, if I set the example for you, what do you say? Yes, that's like the final. I use a statement. That's why you like to know what? No such what? Relations. Are we together? I didn't even say no relationships at all. I said no such what? Relationship. No such what? Relation. Do you get it? I need a response. All right. I want to function in God's image towards this person. You don't want to function. No such what? Relationship. Are we together? No such relationship. It can be deep. I said a lot on Thursday. So go and look at Thursday notes and read it. Or else you'll be having blank spaces. You think you understand the whole sermon and you don't understand it because you have knowledge gaps. Alright. So now look at this. Someone that, or you also know now that God's plan for my relationships. So if everything goes well, right? Everything goes well. Top notch here. Equal energy here. If everything goes well, God wants to move my natural relationships into becoming what? Supernatural. That means God wants us to be supernaturally minded in our relationships. Supernaturally minded. Natural relationships. Siblings. God wants it to become what? Supernatural. Did you see that? So, Mary and who now? Elizabeth. Natural. But God will now what? God will now lead it into what? A supernatural relationship. Are we together? A supernatural relationship. Is it clear? A supernatural relationship. Natural relationship between Miriam and who? Moses. God will now lead it to what? Supernatural. Even Aaron. Are we together? Miriam and Aaron. Natural relationships. But by the coming in of who? Moses' ministry and God's plan through Moses, the issue can now become what? Supernatural. Can you see what I'm saying? Look at this. Who is Miriam and Aaron here? You come. So this is
Miriam, come. Ah, this is Miriam. Look at this. This is Miriam. This is Aaron. What's the idea here? There's one brother that's been doing like this. Oh, it's the one there. It's dozing. Yeah, the one that has been doing like this is one. It's dozing. Oh, yeah, you come. This is Moses. Is there, do we have Moses in this church? Bromaiwa. Ah, where is he? Sit down. Oh, yeah, come. It's easy. It's on the mount. It's on the mount. So look at this. So this is Moses. Are we together? This is Miriam. This is what? Aaron. Now, these guys are siblings. Did you see that? And that means existing among them was a what? A natural relationship. Did you see? But look at how God now did it. So the bringing in of Moses didn't just turn their relationship to supernatural. The bringing in of Moses, his ministry, now even turned the relationship of these two people to be what? Supernatural. So God now unites them for a different work around who? Around him. Can you see how it works? You gotta go back and see that. Thank you. Can you see how it works? Can you see how it works? So he will now use the bringing in of Moses' ministry to now even turn natural relationship between the two other people to what? Supernatural. Supernatural. Definitely, the relationship between Cain and Abel was meant to be what? Supernatural. Did you see that? So two of them will now go to a place of what? Worship. And then God, in talking to Cain, will now ask for what? Abel. That means God expects this one to look out for what? The other one, in relating to God. So it shows you how God works. And then sometimes, the way we handle our relationship on the earth, so I'm sure sometimes God is just like, what the heck? What the heck? So God's plan is that natural relationships will do what? Will gradually grow into what? Supernatural. Natural relationship. Now, obviously, there were these three people. There were these three people. Also, you know, I used two men the other time, one lady. Now, if I was going to demonstrate it, it's going to be two ladies and one man. You see Lazarus, you see Mary, and then you see who? Martha. And they were siblings. But the entry of Jesus into their community now turned the three into what? Supernatural relationship. Did you see that? Oh, does that show you that the gospel is God's tool of turning natural relationship into supernatural? Thank you. So God wants to make natural families his family. And as we become members of his family, we now have a supernatural function towards another. Now, will that be, look at this, will that be an afterthought, or that was the original plan? So he uses Jesus to what? Correct it. The image of God. So God's original plan, look at me everybody. Does that look like God's original plan for the whole earth, is that everybody is a what? A supernatural family. Was that God's plan? Now, what is that supernatural family today? Is that the church? So God is still doing the same thing, pulling everybody into what? His churches. Everybody. So we don't have to be related with blood. We don't have to be related with tongue, right? Speaking the same language. We don't have to be related with gene. We are related through what? Through what? We are related by the plan of God. So God's intention for the nation of Israel is that that entire nation will be a supernatural family. An entire nation will be a supernatural family. A supernatural family of kings. A supernatural family of what? Priests. A supernatural family of what? God's spokesmen, prophets. Do you get it? Do you get it? Look at it. That's why in the church we have to mirror God's image. That's why there can't be strife in the church. So when there's strife in the church, it's because the people don't what? Understand. They can't understand. All will not have the same thing. But what all has is for who? Is for all. Did you see that? It's for all. It's to build all. What all has or have, what all have is to build all. So, if I have a younger brother, God wants to move that relationship into what? Supernatural relationship. Do you get it? What's the supernatural relationship? Don't forget, to dress and to keep the garden, is that humanity's job? So two of us, me and my younger brother, me and my younger sister, we can do what? We can dress and keep what? God's plan. That's where God is going. What about me and my son? Is that the same thing? Me and my daughter, is that the same thing? Is that the same thing? Is that the same thing? So you now see why virtues of love is the ingredient. That's the ingredient. No competition. What if that my younger brother is not born again? Then what will be the first thing? Salvation, right? Then the person begins to grow. Did you see that? Did you see that? Then the person begins to grow. So you bring that younger brother, you bring the person into the family of God. That younger sister, you bring the fellow into the family of God. What about my parents? What about my parents? What about my parents? Is that God's plan also? Is that God's plan also? To pull them into what? So God, that's the direction. God wants to turn natural relationships. Natural relationships are built on money. Natural relationships are built on maybe academics. Natural relationships are built on, you know, preferences. People you like the same, maybe you like the same club. Now you became friends. Natural preferences. Some say, is this a hairstyle I like? I like this cream. And that's how you became friends. Wherever, in whatever, glory to God. I said, glory to God. God wants to turn the natural families, relationships, into what? Strong supernatural relationships. That's why in 2026, we're going to pray a lot for more supernatural relationships. We will convert natural relationships through prayer into supernatural relationships. Our families will be strong, walking in the plans and purposes of God, growing in the Word, full of the Spirit. Some of us who have our loved ones in our families, they will get into the right churches this year. Some will just call you and say, I'm not attending this church. They'll say, wow. So we have been struggling. You say, go to church. Just call you. You say, I'm joining the workforce. I'm joining the workforce of so and so particular church. I am going to be happy. Praise God. So, look at this. What's the first and the most powerful step to being the right soil? What's the first and the most powerful step to actually ensuring the growth of God's plan? You being the what? The right soil. And I said, it's in you being very what? Spiritual. I challenge you in 2026 to be a very spiritual person. Let that be the 2026 goal. That this year, more than other years, I want to be very spiritual. Afolabi, can you hear me? 2026 goal. I want to be very spiritual. I want to be very spiritual. Are we together? So I function in God's image. How do I function in God's image? Ephesians 4, everyone. Ephesians 4, 31 and 32. Quickly. Ephesians chapter 4, verse 31 and 32. Are you there now? I want us to read together. Let me know if you are there. Ephesians 4, verse what? 31 and 32. Are we there? So let's read together. I want to go. Is that the image of God? Even as who? As God. Even as God. For whose sake? Even as God, for whose sake? Even as God, for Christ's sake, has what? Forgiven you. Look at your neighbor, say, I love you. Alright. In verse 1 of chapter 5. Some of you have not heard I love you before. You have not heard it for a very long time. You have not heard it before. Or some of you, I love you mean different things to you. No. I told someone, because I was talking to someone in church, and then, so I said, hi dear, how are you? Then the person said, ew! Is there something between you two? I said, hi dear. How are you? He said, is there something between you two? I said, come on. Are you so starved of care? Then he said, dear. I was talking to one bully somewhere in the city. She's a big bully. Bully people. So I said, hey. I said, you. I said, you are saying that if I say that to this fellow, that means there's something there. I said, you. Can you show us your phone, the conversation you have with a fellow staff in the workplace? The conversation you have with a fellow staff in the workplace. He said, don't tell me that. I said, it's just the truth. They don't tell me that. It's just the truth. Now, when you guys are among yourself and you're playing, and then, you know, they have to do with the law enforcement and all, and then the guys, yeah, are doing like this, you know, with the girl, does that mean that there's something going on between you? Don't be silly.
mean, don't bear silly as a name. Are we together? So when someone say, I love you, you say, thank you. You say, I love you too. Are we together? It's church. It is love. Right? All right. Look at chapter 5 verse 1. Be ye therefore what? Followers of God. And walk in what? As Christ hath also what? And had given himself for an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savour. Hallelujah. That is the image of God. It is but fornication, uncleanness, covetousness. Let it not be waste named among you. It is has become a saint. Hallelujah. Neither filthiness or foolish talking, nor jesting. Hallelujah. Which are not what? Convenient. It is but rather what? Giving thanks. Glory to God. He said, for you know this, you know, warmonger, unclean person, covetous man who is an idolater, had any inheritance in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So look at that. He says, be followers of God. That's what it means to mirror the Father. Look at Ephesians 5 in verse 13. Verse 13. What does it say? He says, Ephesians 5, 13, what does it say? In verse 8, what does it say? It says to walk as children of what? Of the light. That is the image of God. Colossians 3:8. So in Ephesians 4, it says no malice. Tell your neighbor, say no malice. He said, be ye kind one to another. Say, I'm kind. Say, I'm kind. If you are kind, you will not hide food. Why is everybody smiling? I saw one thing on Facebook. It is the gas cooker of wicked people. The gas cooker is there, the gas cooker. The fellow went to make a cover, a steel cover on the gas cooker with a casa, so that they can lock him with padlock. I said, what the hell? This is the gas cooker of wicked people. I was together. Some people going out, they will remove the banner and put it in bag, going to physics class practical. How? I use the burner in the practical. See, that they'll be using my gas. Thank God it's your gas you are using, not your oxygen. Are we together? It says be kind. Glory to God forevermore. And if you are living in student environment, or you're a student, or you're living student life. I remember University of Badon, 2011, 2012, 2013, Kuti Hall, cooking beans upstairs. If you go out of your room, pee at your back, your gas, the beans, and the cooking is gone. Those three things are gone. Both the beans and the gas and the cooking is gone. They won't leave any for you. I remember there, going out, you lock your cupboard, you turn your cupboard again to the wall, lock it, drag your bed, then you now lock your door. After you jam the key, you now put padlock, boom, they will still enter. Four story building, they will pass the back, they will carry the beans. You can't deal with it. So, well, if it's theft, deal with it. But I mean, your roommate. Are we together? He says, be kind. Glory to God forevermore. He says, be kind. Be kind. Amen. It is tender hearted. Don't be hard hearted. Tender hearted. Forgiving what? One another. Even as God for Christ's sake has what? Forgiven you. Colossians 3:8. Praise God.
says, let all bitterness or wrath, and all anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you. Say, I put away bitterness. I put away bitterness. That's the image of God. I put away bitterness. Now you know what God wants to do. He wants to turn that relationship into supernatural thing. So you put away bitterness, Ephesians 4, 31. It says wrath and anger and clamor, evil speaking. Put it away from you. Colossians 3, everyone. Colossians 3. Colossians 3. In verse 8, can we read it together? But now you also put off all this. What? Anger. Say, I put off anger. Anger. Like a broken thing. Anger. I'm not given to anger. So when they are angry like this, you will see it in the eye. You will be like, ah, is it where? No. No, you are not Yamat anger. You are a believer in Christ. Anger, he says, put it away. Is it clear? What the next thing he says? Wrath. Don't say, you know before you marry me. You know before you marry me. You are not a lioness. You don't have the spirit of vulture. You have the spirit of sonship. You know before you came to my father's house. No, you are a new creation in Christ. You don't say, my name is deep, my name is deep. No. Supernatural relationship. Supernatural relationship. Are we together? Supernatural relationship. And a woman like that, the woman just went inside. Carry the TV. Happy do. Ah. Then the man just say, ah, what is it? And that, what did he call? Were you dead? He said, he's trying to say that you have woken up. He said, what is it? Ah, sorry, brother Ilegun. Ah, he went inside, took different things. He said, oh God. And the kids were crying. No, children don't forget those things. Wrath, he says, put it away from you. Put it away. Say, I put it away. What's the next thing he says there? Colossians 3:8. Malice. Are you a generator? Why are you so possessed? Malice. Say, you are looking at someone like this. Look at his nose. Look at his nose. That's a. The man says, good morning. Good morning. Ulonwe. Someone say, far from me. Far from me. Are we together? I'm telling you what led to the death of Abel. See, I'm sure Cain didn't go all out to murder his brother. He was a temper he couldn't control. He just knocked him. Maybe hit him on the wrong place. He just knocked him. Are we together? Just, but that wasn't the first time. So Jesus said, at that stage of hatred, you have already corrected, you have already committed the murder. You already committed the murder. I'll talk about that much later. It is malice. Right? What else?
blasphemy, speaking against people. To speak against is a filthy communication. He says, do what? Put off out of your what? Of your mouth. Glory to God forevermore. He says, lie not one to another, seeing that you have put on the old man with his deeds, and you have put on the new, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither what? Greek or Jew. So there's no Igbo or Hausa. Is it clear? There's no Bururu or Ibibio. Is it clear? Is it clear? There's no Jew or what? Or Gentile. It is no Greek, no Jew. No circumcision or circumcision. No what? No barbarian, Scythian, born or free. But what? Christ is all. And what? In other words, all of these things, he says, they've come into the supernatural family. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of what? Mercy. See, I'm merciful. Mercy will give again. Give again. There are a lot of people, their name is Mercy, but they are not Mercy. Give again. He says, kindness. Humbleness of what? Of mind. He didn't say of character. Of mind, which results in character. It says meekness, long suffering, forbearing one another. And what? Forgiving one another. If any man has a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgive you, so also what? Do you. And above this, love, which is the bond that brings perfection. Are we together? The peace of God rules your heart, to the which you are also called into what? Same body. Did you see that? Supernatural family. And be you what? Thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful. Be thankful. Look at the next thing, 16. Let the word of Christ dwell richly in you, richly. In all what? Wisdom. Teaching and admonishing what? One another. In what? And whatsoever you do, word or deed, Then he talked about wives in 18. What did he say? Then husbands do what? So he talks about parents also and children in 20. Did he talk about servants also in 22? What did he say? In chapter 4, he spoke about masters. So what did he say? Then he now said everybody should do what in verse 2? That is the whole church now. He's not, see, chapter 4, verse 2 is not talking to masters. So. Did you see that? He's talking to the whole church. Then the whole church is addressed in verse 5. He says, walk in wisdom toward them that are what? Without. Redeeming the word, the time. Your speech is always seasoned with what? Grace. Seasoned with salt. That you may know how you ought to what? Answer every man. Did you see that? These are beautiful writing. The image of God. Someone say the image of God. In Titus chapter 3. That is the image of God. Titus chapter 3. Glory to God. Verse 3, what did he say? Verse 4. So he gives us, read on. Verse 8. To maintain what? Good works. Be cautious. Be careful. You are conscious of God's plan for relationships. Are we together? Are we together? First with the two. You know, that's why we sing the song. Down in my heart, there is the nature of the Father. Down in my heart, there is the Spirit of the Lord. Down in my heart, the love of God is fully shed abroad. And in His name, I'll do all He's called me to do. And in His name, I'll do all He's called me to do. Did you see that? So when you are full of love, God will look into the churches to pick heads of nations, heads of ministries. Are we together? Heads of ministries. God is looking into the churches. That is how the world can be fixed. Head of ministries. Someone who sits down and has compassion. So you know what you are writing can affect 30,000 people, 100,000 people. How to go? You're not selfish. Are we together? In my heart, I have the nature of the Father. That's it. So don't tell someone, oh, you have come to wake up problem. Me too, I'm ready for you. No. Stay away from the trouble. Stay away from trouble. It's not weakness to stay away from trouble. The writer of Proverbs said, a wise man foresees trouble and through much thoughts and counsel stays away from it. Stay away from trouble. Stay away from it. Praise God forevermore. In 1 Peter 2:1, what do we have there? 1 Peter 2:1. Read on, sister. Lay aside all what? Malice. Say, I'm born of the world. I'm born of the world. Look at what it says in chapter 1, verse 23. Everyone, want to go? Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible. Look at verse 18. Verse 18 of chapter 1. What does it say? Glory to God. Glory to God. I say glory to God. So he says in verse 23, what does he say? Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible by the word of God, which liveth and abideth what? Forever. Look at chapter 2, verse 1. Wherefore laying aside all what? Malice. Guile. Hypocrisies. Envy. All evil speaking, as newborn what? Babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. Hallelujah. Praise God forevermore. Philippians 2:14. This is the new creation. So I walk in love. I forgive. I walk in the Spirit. I walk in wisdom. All the time. Glory, 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 glory. So you see, the dominion of Genesis 1:26, is it over people? Is it over people? No. When you misplace that dominion as over people, you have anger. You have wrath. Because you're trying to have dominion over people. The other person is also trying to have dominion over you. So two of you, that's it. We will see who will win. No. The dominion is not over people. The dominion is over what? Wrath. The dominion is over anger, malice, guile. The dominion of Genesis 1:26 is over bitterness and every works of the devil, works of the flesh. Philippians 2:14,
What does the writer say there? Read on. Do all things without what? Murmuring. So murmuring is a sin. Murmuring. Quarrels. He says, do all things without what? Quarrels. Paul is bringing the Garden of Eden into our relationships. So sometimes rather than quarrel, just be quiet. Be quiet. Give you some time. Give you some time. Give you some time. Praise God. So quickly, I'll make a mention in 5-10 minutes and we'll close. So in our relationships, like I said this morning, you now see the direction. God wants to move it into what? The supernatural sphere. So we don't have supernatural relationships with everybody. We'll see that in our interaction. We must act like that. We don't even have relationships with everybody, right? We must act like that. But we also must know what God's what plan is. Is that clear? So you know what to do and how to do it. So look at this. Genesis 2:15-16, God's presence, God's temple, and he told Adam to watch it. Isn't it? Watch. So watch over my temple. Watch, keep watch over my presence to spread. So see, when God gives you something, it is your duty for it to spread. And it's not going to spread into areas that you don't walk in wisdom. You got it? Don't walk in wisdom. So, it is God's plan. Yes, it is God's plan. I mean, it's God's plan. Supernatural, the powerful God. Yes, powerful God. That powerful God. Yes, God's plan. It is God's presence. Yes. The temple is of God. Powerful God. Yes. But it says man should watch over it. So God wants you and I to be custodians of relationships. It puts relationships in our what? Custody. So back to Thursday, don't be stupid. Custodians of what? Relationships. There are some people, he wants them to grow in his plans. It will bring them what? To you. Don't ruin it. Is it clear? Don't ruin it. I have duty to watch over my relationships. To watch over it. So look at it. Look at it. Watch over the relationship is a thing. Watching over relationships is a priestly office. A priestly office and a kingly office to watch over. Are we together? To watch over. The office is that of a king. The activities is that of a priest. I have a duty to watch over my relationships. That's where we're going. Watch over it. Watch over it. Now, look at this. If you are told to watch over a child, that means things can go wrong, right? But we expect it to what? To prevent it. You know, some things happen sometimes. Ude wambe. That is, the child went to do this. And you are there. You're supposed to watch over. So watch over doesn't just mean to be looking at it. It also means to keep things off. If I tell you to watch over, I put maybe melon outside, and I say watch over it,
a whole sack of melon. Then you were like this. And goats came. El Nadubo. All of them. And they started eating. And they ate belleful. And goats can never be belleful. You know, they have storage tanks. If you're a biologist, they have chromosome, abomasome, reticulum, rumen, right? They have all of that. They have four compartments, four bags. It's full. Then the sack remains one cup. I now came back and I say, where's the melon? And I say, this is now. I it's still remaining now. I said, you should watch your back. Hey, I was watching your bike. As long as I saw it that it was moving into their stomach. I saw I was watching your bike. So where are the rest? It's in their stomach now. So I should call them and remove. But that's where it is. No. Watch over means what? To ensure the safety. To keep, isn't it? Watch over your relationships. That means you will keep things off. So the things to keep off is the malice. Because the malice, like the goat, we what? We ruin it. The things to keep off is what? Unforgiveness. Bitterness. Anger. See, the anger even sounds like anger. Anger. That's what to keep off. Keep off anger. That's what to keep off. That's what to keep off. Those are the things that ruin our relationships. Offense, strife, supernatural relationships, to ruin it. Natural relationships, it's ruining. Those are enemies of relationships. Is it clear? Party spirit. Some of you, no matter how we talk, I will keep talking. Till I talk it out of you or talk it out of you. Anger. Anger. Someone was so angry, she was saying, I am angry. Say, I am anger. Can't you say, I am anger? Yes, you are. Sister, anger. Let's give you an anger. Anger. Malice. I don't keep malice. See, look at this. Those things, they block your wisdom. They block your wisdom. They block it. But when you put them out of the way, you will now handle things with so great wisdom. And get results. Sometimes you even feel like, how do I deal with what this person has done? Sometimes the way to deal with people that needs to be dealt with is not anger. It will block you. Your evil needs to be dealt with. The way you deal with the person is not anger. It's not anger. It's not by anger. You will love the person. In love, you'll be able to deal with the issue. You'll be able to. Because you discover that at the end of the day, you just get it done properly. Sometimes anger will not even make you seek counsel. That will now help you to handle issues well. Are we together, church? So look at this. When it comes to my relationships, I close here. We said two things when we're starting out. I'm back to the first teaching session or second. We said you can do either of two things. You can talk to people, or you can what? Talk to God. Isn't it? Talk to God or talk to people. Look at this. A major way to build our relationship and to safeguard our relationships
talk more about this on Thursday evening, is to initiate prayer. Pray for your relationships. Pray for your relationships. You create business relationships? Yes. Pray. Pray. Pray for your family relationships, business, marital. I didn't say pray about. You can pray about. I said pray for the person. Pray for the person. Praying for the person means you will mention the person in prayer. Pray for the person's business, career. Pray for the person. Watch over relationships, I said. You know, I said on Thursday that in watching over relationships, I must ask. I must watch over my relationships from long conversations, right? Right? In watching over from long conversations, I must ask who is the person. Isn't it? Ask that question. Ask that question. Ask the question, who is this fellow to me? Before a conversation, I said on Thursday, ask and answer the question, why the person should be holding that conversation with you? Why are you holding the conversation with the person? Why are you holding the conversation? Yeah. Who are you saying this is here? This is here. Who is it to you? It's the person that makes my hair. Now that happens a lot with women. The person that makes my hair. The person that makes your hair knows this much about your marriage. You are a stupid person. Yeah. The person that makes your hair knows about all your marital relationships. How? I mean, and I have a lot of ladies. I'm talking from experience. I've not heard much about a guy that says he's better than cut my hair. I just sit down, cut my hair, let me go. About the end of judge, you go, hammer job. What's all this? Is it part of the ingredient? Your saliva. Call this chair, let me get out. Are you adding saliva? I thought you were to use this chemical. Whatever. What's all this? I'm speaking on my head. Please let me get out of this place. But, you know, ladies, oh, he doesn't. Yeah. 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 Ah, Baba, like, she already by. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, no, Mo. Yeah. Is that not how they do when you are flipping your head? That's not how they do now. I watch them from outside when I'm passing. With attachment. Yeah. Yeah. Ah, Nigeria, that you are. What the buy? Ah, all of my baba. Eh? Attachment to her. Yeah. Yeah. Ah. Ah. Erolashe. Ah, you might be no che collision. Colle. Eh, that's in solo. Eh. She will talk with dollar by. Tell you move. Ah. Ah. Are you on money? Ah. 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 Eh, mama solo. Ah. Emi o ma kin gba fo ko mi. Ah, I want to call you my liar lay. Ah, what you say in the corny? Ah, everywhere ni. Ah, I don't the same bank. Ah, call me. Amanja ni oni go. Ah, before you know it, you say, ah, oh, da no. Emi no lo ba temi ja. You don't know that, and that's doctrine. That's doctrine. Doctrine is not just Bible.
That's doctrine. They're so seeds. Are we together? Yeah. Emi only got 50 naira. 10-5. Oh, okay. So you think I'm not easy. Ah, so I was foolish. So I was easy. No. Who is the Pharaoh? Are we together? Who is the Pharaoh?
Watch over your relationships. Watch over your relationships.
I deliberately did that so that next time someone is in, you will control your conversation. Are we together? Pray for me. Let me close here.
The major way to build our relationships is via the initiative of what? Of prayer. Talk about other things on top of that. Prayer. I pray for my relationships. This week, we are going to pray again for our relationships. Is that clear? There's a supernatural part of every relationship. And God wants me to stay conscious of it. Yeah, the fellow will keep on being my dad, my mom, my sibling, my parents, my business colleague. That relationship will still be there. But there's a supernatural part. There's a supernatural part. That one is why you pray. Why you pray? You pray. Are we together? In supernatural relationships, we pray more than we talk. I said earlier on that to build relationships, you have to communicate, isn't it? Communication. If I told you that that's the very first word, T,
communication.
C. I make a second now. I put prayer first. Prayer more than communication. Your communication is going to give you a three. It is not inspired by prayer. Because again, you can be having wrong conversations. You can be having wrong conversations with the right person. Are we together? So number one, in building our relationships, in guarding supernatural relationships, in extending on natural plan, use the word nurture, in nurturing God's supernatural plan in our relationships. Number one is what? Prayer. Is that clear? Someone say prayer. Prayer. Number two, maintain how relationship started. I'll talk about it on Thursday. Maintain how it started. Number three, do not hold or entertain conversations that does not build the relationship. That means that in building relationships, I know this applies to marital, business, and all the rest. Look at me. Too much talk ruins relationships. Don't talk too much. Don't talk too much. Know what to talk about, what not to talk about. And keep it that way. You know, sometimes people say, you got it. You know, sometimes people say, we will grow. We will grow. And it's because we have grown. That's why I am now telling you this. Don't be stupid. Because you have grown, that's why I am now telling you this. Relations to not have. He's saying that, so I say, whatever my title is,
Look at me. There are things that the husband will not know about the wife. And there are things that the wife will not know about the husband. And God is fine with it. In fact, God instructs. The issue is that we have learned some things from the world. We have now moves or modalities for how marital relationship used to look like. And two of them were naked. And they were like, that means that there's order into God's word. Get into God's word. That's why personally, well, this is quite, I don't say this, those counseling and all that, but when it comes to marital relationships, or even home and family and all of that, those are the things that build you to focus on that. Obviously, I'm not a fan of people asking themselves foolish questions. Don't ask your wife to be foolish questions. And don't ask your husband to be stupid questions. What do you want to know? Why do you want to know? When, and that does not undo, remove, limit confidentiality. It doesn't. Why do you want to know and what do you want to know? Are we together? Look at this. Don't hold or entertain conversations that does not build the relationship. Even when you have to hold the conversation. When you have to hold a conversation, it has to be one built or held in a way that builds the relationship. Do you get what I'm saying? When you have to hold what? Conversations. And in fact, I'm even talking about marital now. Even when you have to hold the conversations, it has to be held in a way. It builds what? The relationship. Tell me clearly. Whatever you have now, God wants to take you towards what? A grand supernatural version of it. So don't get into conversations in your relationships, business, marriage, whatsoever. Don't get into conversations for the sake of curiosity. Deal with the curious part of you. Deal with the curious part of you. Deal with it. Such that when you now get to have conversations, you have wisdom. And you are spirit filled. Now you're handling it. You must set out to hold conversations in a way that it builds your words. Is it clear? Look at me, everybody. You don't have to know everything about your friends. Did you get what I'm saying? Did you get what I'm saying? You don't have to. Yes, you should know basic things. You know basic things, because that is also a proof of friendship. But deal with your curiosity. One of the things that ruins relationship is this. I'll say this and I'll close it. Needless curiosity. I call it, I explain it as finding other people out. Why? Why are you investigating? Why?
Why? Why? Why? Why?
Are we together? That is why you allow things to what? Build and what? Grow. You allow things to grow, build, make investments. Right? So if you continually make investments through sacrifice, you allow things to grow. That means the weight of what you have per time is a function of a mutual contribution. Don't hurry into marriage. You now start making discoveries. I know there are some people that look and pretend though. Their name is Peter. That's the surname. But hey, do things properly. Look at me. When it comes to marriage, God actually wants you to marry somebody you know well. Now, if you are going to undo relationship that way, it means that marital decisions are not meant to happen until after a long time. You know, today, people just meet themselves online. Say, when I come to Nigeria, I'm coming December. You late today? And then guess who's there? Where are you? I'm at the airport. Go. And then, at the airport, go down. Will you marry? There's a ring waiting for you. You pick your phone. Hello, mommy. Can you believe you proposed to me? You are not fine. Well, he is not. It's one of the reasons why the local church permits you a good atmosphere. Definitely, people don't make marital choices just from church, the local church alone. There are other means. Our friends, are we together? But I mean the local church now provides you that. Before you carry money, Abba, and you join money with, you now start finding other this person has joined money with 15 other people. Allow things to grow. Let them be investment. Let time and chances, opportunities prove people. That's the normal thing to do. It is when you are in a hurry, that you get into trouble. Patience is the fruit of the spirit. Nobody has ever been faulted for being patient. People have only gotten into more trouble by being in haste. Like it. Because in that time also, you have prayed. Your prayer will also stir up scenarios, events, that will get the people to behave somehow. You'll now see. Your prayers will stir up scenarios. We also get everything to pour out what is in it. Because of a vital investment that you now want to make. Are we together? I'm coming back to this. I'm talking about this in the new year. I'll be talking about this even more extensively than this. But look at this. Pray. Keep the relationship the way it was, the way it started. Maintain the consciousness of how it started. Because many times, we forget things very easily. With time, we forget things. Are we together? Then, don't say what? Don't say what? Too much. Do not hold conversations that does not build the relationships. The conversation you are holding with Brother B, how does it build your work with Brother B? Are we together? Are we together? So, but look at this. Your first response, your first responsibility in relationship is what? Prayer. You know, the reason why we do not pray about our relationships is because we do not see them as supernatural. Or we do not see God's supernatural plan in those relationships. When we see our relationships as supernatural, or we see God's natural plan in our relationships, we are going to pray about them more. And what happens when we don't pray? When we don't pray, the things you are supposed to be watching the relationship against will now be cloudy. So it is easy to get into strife when we don't pray. Anger. It is easy to get angry at the person and walk in anger when you do not pray. Are we together, church? Nobody needs to tell you that Joseph's brothers were not prayerful. They want to compete. It's all competition and strife. There's a reason why what you are seeing is competition and strife. There's a reason why you are not praying. When you pray for someone, you are not going to get into competition with the person. I'll talk about it on Thursday. Because when we don't pray, we become conscious of other things rather than God's plan. Did you get it? Did you get it? I don't know if you get it. When you don't pray, the differences between you and the person becomes clear. Don't forget that the supernatural plan is going to be built because the differences are not going to be there. No Jew, no what? No Greek, right? No Scythian, no bond, right? Right? Did you see that? No barbarian. That means the natural differences are what? Are blurred away. Then the supernatural plan becomes what? Clear. When you don't pray, the supernatural plan of evil, the differences become what? Clear. So when the differences are clear, you are going to get into competition with the person. You are going to get into competition with the person. Then, no matter how spiritual you are, you get into competition. You are going to get into strife. You know what will follow? Envy will follow. Jealousy will follow. Party spirit will follow. Before you know it, you will get into bitterness. Bitterness will get into anger and wrath. At that point, you are guilty as Cain. You are guilty of murder. Because that means, if you are not careful, if an opportunity presents itself to hurt that, you would. And like I said, it is not how you started, so it's not going to be your intention. It's not likely that, what's his name? Cain intended, I know, I'm going to strike this guy today, I'm going to honor life him. No. But one became another, led to another, and then it was eaten up with wrath. So when I do not pray, I will get into bitterness. You know what will follow? Dishonor will follow. Dishonor will follow. So to watch over my relationships from all of these things, I simply what? Pray. It becomes the number one way to watch over my relationships all the time. Are we together? Are we together? I pray. It will preserve my relationship. Are we together? Moses' brother, Miriam, Aaron also. When you don't pray, you become conscious of the wrong things. You will no more see
what is special in that person or with that relationship. Are we together? Are we together? So we'll pray. So like I said, we're going to pray this week more for our relationships. We'll pray. In 1 Corinthians 7 and 5, Paul spoke about a married couple praying. Jesus in Luke 22, John 17, prayed for his friends and his disciples. Paul says to pray for people that are special in your life. We pray for them. God's image will function. God's image will act like a father, mother. God's image will act like a sibling, the seed of David, the seed of Abraham. God's image will act like a master, slave, you know, a friend, a king. In all of these relationships, where you have to act as a friend, the other one where you have to act as a slave, an employee or something, the other one where you have to act like a master, the employer, other relationships where you have to act like a mother or a brother or a friend, there are other relationships that you have to act like a sibling. There are other relationships that is the image of God. So all of this is playing the image of God. All of those relationships, it is sustained towards prayer. So I'm not saying pray a bad relationship. Pray for the person that you are demonstrating that relationship towards. This person is, I'm being a husband to this person. You now pray for the wife. I'm being a son to this person. So can I be a husband to someone and a son to another?
Yes.
Can I be a husband to someone, a son to another, and a boss to another? And a pastor to someone? And a friend to another? The same man. Son to one, brother to one, husband to another, friend to another, boss to another, landlord to another. Did you see that? I now pray for all of these various people that I demonstrated. One of the things that you do when you pray is that you will act out God's plan in that relationship. Are we together? So this week, we are going to pray more. And we are going to do much of those prayers individually. How we are going to do that, the church is going to get across to you. Leaders will get across to you. We set up the watch on a daily basis. We set up the watch. 2 hours on a daily basis. That you take some of these people and you pray for them. It means you mention their names. You mention their names. See, when you are talking to God, God can remind you of people. Jesus said, he said that when you go to stand praying in the temple, he says, and you're about to offer sacrifice, and you remember that there's somebody that says, it's better you drop the sacrifice and you go and reconcile. Come back. So God can bring people to you when you are in fellowship with him. Are we together? Just like he asked Cain, where is your brother? He can bring people to your mind. And at that moment, he's saying, why is it like this with the person? We are going to focus on those kind of relationships this week. We are going to pray for a stronger in God's plan is tied to them. Now you know. You don't have to like the person for God to use the person. Interestingly, many times, God don't use people you like. He doesn't take sensors before he chooses who to use. Are we together? And if he has attached someone to you, he won't change his mind about the person. He won't change his mind. If he has attached someone to you, he will use the person. It's now left for you to handle that relationship. Is that clear? All right? Have we learned something this morning? Let's just be on our feet and give him praise for the relationship in our lives. And tomorrow, if at this evening, tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, in the evening, we'll find a spot. Everyone, someone will follow you up and ensure that is properly done. So, individually, right there where we are, could take 2 hours of the evening, 5 to 7, 6 to 8, 6:30 to 8:30, 7 to 9, 9 to 11, some 2 hours, and then we pray for at least 3 to 4 minutes at those evenings. Are we together? We can do 40 minutes, 3 people, 30 minutes, 4 people, and then we pray. We pray for our parents. I wish you get that special people in your life. How many of you have special people in your life? That would be special to you. That would be special to you. You know, parents are special. Right? Siblings. Some are friends. You don't give your pastor is not special. Okay? But I know your leaders are. Right? They have. And then we're going to pray. So we pray for different relationships from different angles. So you can pick people around your finances, friends. People around your job, career, academic, we pray. Mention those lecturers in prayer, those colleagues in school, we pray. Then we'll look at family, we pray. Then we'll look at church, and then what? We pray. Because God's plans and purposes are attached to the believers. I will learn something this morning. Just give the Lord praise this morning for your relationships. And let's go.